This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Text message, apparently?
Yep, pretty much.
Ari is going to tell us that story here in a little bit. With you tonight, it is Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
And the phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. We're going to go back to them. Stephen is still on the line in Georgia. He had been, I guess he had some multiple comments. We ended up talking a little bit about the Libertarian Party and the Mises Caucus, as they're called, named after Ludwig von Mises, who is a big inspirational thinker and figure in the history of the libertarian movement.
I want to clarify real quick why I don't think that Spike Cohen or Dave Smith are particularly good ideas as far as candidates go. It's got nothing to do with their positions, their ideas, their ideology, or how libertarian they are or they aren't. It's that they're not crazy enough. I think the only chance the Libertarian Party has of ever actually getting a message out there, controlling the narrative that is actually out there, instead of letting the media portray it as a "what is Aleppo" sort of moment, is to run the craziest person that you can. Ideally, that would have been John McAfee, but now it's going to have to be
McAfee's crazier than Vermin Supreme.
By leaps and bounds.
You have to separate the man from the character. The character Vermin Supreme is pretty crazy.
Yes. But that's the issue. There was no distinction there with John.
That's hard to say. I don't know. I liked John McAfee. And
rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I'm sad that he's gone.
He's given one of the Libertarian Party debates, though, because he joked about fornicating with a whale on a beach. I mean, he was out there, man.
But the thing is, you didn't know if he was getting interviewed, if he was going to, answer the questions or stick his head in a bucket of Jell-O.
That's why That's why he was the perfect Libertarian Party candidate. And now,
well, he's gone, so.
Right. And now it's Vermin Supreme.
Vermin's off the table now, too. He's resigned.
Well, he's throwing a hissy fit. He'll get over it.
You think so? He could come back. He might.
I would hope that he would come back.
Yeah.
But I don't particularly care one way or the other because I think the whole thing is a giant waste of time.
I tend to agree. That's what I said on social media over the weekend. It's like,
I don't think it's a waste of time. I think there's a lot more libertarians out there because of the effort of the Libertarian Party. Whether or not they ever get elected,
I think Ron Paul brought a hundredfold.
Ron Paul has accomplished way more than the Libertarian Party, I think, did. But that said, I will agree with you, Nobody. The Libertarian Party has brought in libertarians. I came in because of the Harry Brown campaign back in the year 2000. Of course, he also ran in 1996. I'm definitely a Harry Brown libertarian, although I can't say for sure I would have come in under Gary Johnson or Bob Barr, any of these half-ass candidates that they've had in the last several years. Harry Brown actually had some principles, and he was a really great communicator of the ideas. And if the Libertarian Party can get back to principle and back to good communications of those principles, which it hasn't been at for the last decade and a half, at least, if not two decades, then that will bring people in, and they'll bring the right kind of people in. But on the negative side, the problem with the Mises Caucus having all this success is it's going to distract people. It's going to distract people who might have said, you know what, this is a total waste of time. I'm moving to New Hampshire. And now a lot of those people are going to say, no, we can be free in the whole country. We're going to keep going here in Los Angeles and, Texas and whatever other states where there's absolutely no hope for liberty. This is giving those people that hope back, and it's going to make them spin their wheels for more election cycles before they finally come to the realization that they need to move to New Hampshire if they actually want to have success and join the largest migration of libertarians. Anyway,
I don't know. I think if they can bring more energy into the libertarian movement in general, just like Ron Paul caused a spike in people moving to New Hampshire, I think anything that infuses more energy and more libertarians into the movement some of those people are going to get into the movement, find out about New Hampshire, and say, hey, I can do both.
Some will, but will it be as many as those who were completely frustrated with the party up until now? I don't know. Stephen, your thoughts? Go ahead.
So I think that the Libertarian Party is still very deeply flawed. However, I've gone from Republican statist who fought for this crazy little document that we have to a volunteerist slash like Christian anarchist type deal, and a large part of that has to do with the Libertarian Party. Now, with that being said, I can't speak for all the different things going on in all the different states and counties and whatnot, but here in Georgia, we have a major issue, and that is that people that can't get traction elsewhere come here, and they bring their idiot ideas here, right? We haven't.
When you say here, you mean to the Libertarian Party?
I mean to the Georgia. Libertarian Party in Georgia.
Okay.
So Georgia's LP right now has a bunch of officers that are pro-UBI. Well, how are you pro-capitalism?
Universal basic income.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you pro-capitalism if you're not pro-UBI? They're pro-universal health care.
Well, I mean, they can be. I'm not one of these libertarians that thinks, oh, no, libertarian socialism. No, you can't be that. Look, and I understand a libertarian socialist, they're just an anarcho-communist. They just call themselves libertarian socialist.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to have a voluntary way, a freedom-oriented way to have UBIs and universal health care and all of this other crap, I don't care, and I don't see any reason why it couldn't work. The issue is, do they want to force people to be taxed to pay for this UBI and for the universal health care?
Well, the first place that I ever heard of a UBI, the first place was reading Robert Heinlein, and the second place was in the context of a guy named Henry George. And the thing
the
about
Georgists.
Georgism is the Georgists advocated a single tax, and they advocated that most of the revenue from that tax, like 90% of it, be used for a universal basic income. The thing about it is if you used enough, if you didn't use that much land, and none of us use that much land, then you could ignore the whole game and say, okay, well, you're giving me this UBI, you go ahead and take my taxes out of that, and whatever's left, give it to somebody, I don't know. And then you can just completely ignore the fact that there's a government.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be all right with that.
You know,
is that what
that's
we're talking
the nice
about here,
thing
Stephen?
About a UBI as opposed to government programs is that government programs, you have to pay cash. With the UBI, you can just say, yeah, okay, pay my taxes out of my UBI and leave me out of the whole shooting match.
Is that what we're talking about here, Stephen? People who are talking about a voluntary UBI, or are we talking about people who want to use taxes?
So I've never even heard of a voluntary UBI, but these people definitely, definitely want to have the federal government force me to pay their salary.
Have they said that, or are you assuming that?
No, they haven't said, hey, we need you to pay someone else's stuff. What they have said is, hey, there's enough money in the tax system. And it's like, wait, you do realize taxation's theft. And they go, how else are we going to pay for anything?
And these people are members of the Libertarian Party of Georgia?
They are officers.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Well, the Libertarian Party is mostly minarchist. It always has been.
Well, that's not the case here in New Hampshire. I would say
New Hampshire's a weird place.
That's what I'm saying. If you actually value liberty, you got to get to New Hampshire. And whether you're getting active in the Libertarian Party here or the Republicans or the Democrats, the Libertarians here actually are principled by and large. And they are successful because we've actually gotten people elected to the state house. And thank you, Stephen, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. That was the other thing. Like, people were saying, oh, yeah, Flexit. Florida's going to exit the union. I'm like, all right, great. Well, I hope so. But how many of your state reps are openly supporting secession? No one answered my question.
Yeah, because the answer is zero.
That's right. And how many libertarians are running as Republicans or getting elected as Republicans there? Zero.
And we did have state reps support the idea of New Hampshire independence. Not many, but we did have some.
There were others who more than that supported it, but didn't vote for it.
Correct. Yeah, there were others who were too cowardly to come out and be public about it.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, and you can join us. If whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160. Coming up, Florida cops arrest a boy age about 10 years old for sending a text message to. We'll tell you what the contents allegedly were there in just a bit. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Aria.
Don't forget, you can join us over at freetalklive.com. We do have a social media site, and I don't think I've mentioned this on the air yet. I did send out a social media update this weekend. Ron Paul is expected to join us on Free Talk Live tomorrow night.
Got an open chair?
Unfortunately, we don't. And I'm debating whether or not to open phone calls for Ron Paul, because we've had Ron Paul on in the past, and whenever you have somebody on like Ron Paul, you inevitably get some rambling person on the phones who cannot get to the point, cannot just simply ask him a question.
I think getting them written in advance would be ideal. Like
that's what
doing.
I think we're going to do this time. So if you have a question for Ron Paul, you may submit that question for consideration through our social media site. Go to social.freetalklive.com, tag at FTL, like Free Talk Live, when you make a post, and we'll see it. And then your question might get on with Ron Paul tomorrow night. But I'm not going to take submissions on Twitter. So if you're on Twitter, sorry about that. We don't pay any attention to that site to that account. Like, who cares? But if you're on the social.freetalklive.com, and you should be on Mastodon. By the way, you can be on Mastodon without being on social.freetalklive.com. So we will take these suggestions from anywhere on Mastodon. You just have to tag the FTL account at social.freetalklive.com. And we'll see that, because Mastodon is what they call federated, where each Mastodon instance is connected or can be connected. Sometimes they disconnect if they don't want to be associated with us or whatever. But each Mastodon instance is connected with the others, and so therefore you don't have to have an account on our server to follow us or to interact with Free Talk Live hosts. And so that's what you got to do if you want to get a question for Ron Paul.
However, you cannot be on Truther or whatever Donald Trump's little platform is called. Because
I believe they don't federate with anyone.
Yeah, although it is Mastodon, as you point out, they're not federated with people.
Damn, Gab federates.
Did they?
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure if they
did. Good for them.
Good to know. All right, so check that out at social.freetalklive.com. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
So and told that for L.A. County, they're going to go back to mask mandate. And so did Philadelphia, went back to mandate in the schools. So
Say that, all I see here in the news is that they're talking about bringing it back on public transportation, or that they have brought it back.
So on public transportation only, and then what about indoor public places? Like, what are they talking about? Are they talking about schools in L.A. County? And I know they did that in Philadelphia. Also, the mask mandate for inside the schools.
It's amazing that they do that in schools, since kids are at almost no risk of COVID, and they're at very little risk of transmitting it to teachers. They never had masks in the schools in Sweden, for example, and they had zero child deaths from COVID, and teachers in the schools were actually less likely than the general public to get COVID. So it's really interesting that they take the most vulnerable people, the people who can least defend themselves from these draconian mandates, and they force masks on them, even though they're at no risk.
They're legally prohibited from defending themselves. The children have no rights until they reach the age of adulthood. That's one of the most screwed up things in the United States.
They can't even not show up because they'll get thrown in jail.
But you know what? Don't they have children that have immune compromised children, like diabetes, and they have weight problems? So it's okay to, since it's only a
weight
small
problems?
Population.
Obesity is definitely a risk factor with COVID.
COVID,
for children.
There really aren't any risk factors for children, because children don't have any risk. But
lack of exercise
is
a bigger killer, for sure.
Look at it. There's a lot of kids I see on TV that did come down with COVID, and they died from COVID. And I'm sure there's a minuscule number, but you're saying that you are an authorized doctor. You don't even have a medical degree.
Do you have a medical degree? Do the people who are making medical decisions for other people and forcing them on them, do they have medical degrees?
Well, my doctor, hold on, Sarah, my doctor does. He's got a medical degree, and he thinks that a lot of this COVID stuff is a bunch of garbage.
My doctor agrees.
Well, you know what? Those are your doctors that you choose to go to, okay?
Right.
So
yeah,
the
yes.
thing is that in our reality, there's more people that want to have masks. They want to take
I don't see that.
If they wanted to have masks, you wouldn't have to force them.
That's not what I see. Maybe it's different there in Albuquerque.
Sarah, people cheered the very moment the federal travel mandate mask thing was lifted. People, in the middle of their flights, they made these announcements mm-hmm. over the flight radio, and people cheered and ripped their mask off. You cannot sit there and say that. People want their mask when they're cheering about the final eventual removal of them years later.
And some people do. Some people want to walk around in a hazmat suit. Some people are scared of their
own
shadow.
Like the guy who shot up Brooklyn.
Yeah, but they shouldn't have the right to force it on others, and nobody should have a right to force them to take their masks off.
Well, this is a public safety hazard. You know, it doesn't matter what your feeling and your opinion of two people.
The police are a public safety hazard.
To protect the whole entire public. Okay, look at this.
What is the public, Sarah? Who am I threatening by not wearing a mask?
Well, those people that are older, immune compromised, that have health
they
problems,
should stay home.
Underlying,
I don't think y'all
have any rights because you guys want to have no masks because those people that are in good health.
That's the way it works.
If you're crippled and you are going to die if you encounter some sort of germ or whatever, you should be in a damn clean room 24 hours a day and constantly, you know, monitoring where you touch and freak, being a germ freak or whatever.
Yeah,
but for the rest of us, we should be free to take a risk.
It sucks for a bubble boy who's got no immune system or whatever, and he has to live inside of a bubble. But that doesn't mean I should have to live inside of a bubble either. It sucks for him, but me being in a bubble is not going to make his life any better.
Sarah, when you go to the grocery store there to spend your EBT card, what do you see as far as what percentage of your fellow Albuquerqueans are wearing masks?
Well, you know, I think maybe what depends on what kind of store I get. Usually I see maybe 2 or 3 other people inside the store.
Out of how many?
That are older. Out of maybe 15 people shopping or 20 people.
So less than half.
Well,
right, that's
half.
Correct.
Yeah, so that's proof that you're wrong. I mean, you made the statement earlier that people want this, and if they wanted it, they'd be wearing the masks, even when there wasn't a mandate.
Yeah, if you're scared, you're going to protect yourself.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Just to clarify her call, L.A. County is mandating it again on public transportation. UCLA apparently is also mandating it back on campus, but that's about as far as it's going at the moment. That will change, likely.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Near record numbers of Americans are making their way home this Memorial Day weekend. TSA checkpoints have averaged about 2 million travelers daily for the last 7 days. That's approaching pre-pandemic levels from 2019. This, as AAA reports, the national average for the price of regular gasoline is now $4.61 a gallon, a new record. This motorist telling CNN she's changing her travel plans.
I certainly have rethought some of my summer plans, both in flying and in driving. I won't do quick trips down to Florida to see family and stuff in the car.
President Biden spending part of his Memorial Day by laying a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. You're listening to USA Radio News. A Memorial Day tradition continued Sunday in our nation's capital, remembering those who never made it home while serving their country. Motorcycles were all around Washington, D.C., participating in the annual Rolling to Remember demonstration, which was previously known as Rolling Thunder.
We need to remember where we came from and who we are as a people. Without these people that fought for our country, we wouldn't be here today.
The annual event honors the 82,000 service members deemed prisoners of war or missing in action. A jury is ruling that Gibson guitars have their own unique shape. Gibson had filed a trademark suit against Dean Guitars over several of the instrument's shapes. The decision came in favor of Gibson, saying the company's guitar shapes aren't generic. Dean Guitars was found guilty of infringement and counterfeiting. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live. The phones are open. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We started out the show talking about the Canadian crackdown on guns. The next step is to go after people's handguns. They've got legislation pending that will prohibit the transfer, the sale, the buying, the export, or the import, I think, of any handguns there, and also restrict the long guns magazines to no more than 5 rounds, and that includes all previously existing. There will be no grandfathering in of magazines, so if you have a magazine that is greater than 5 rounds in Canada, if this legislation goes through, then it will become a crime to possess that unless you modify it within whatever window of time they're going to give for that. So
it's a good time if you're a Canadian to, one, have a boating accident, and two, buy a 3D printer.
Yeah, not bad advice. But let's get into a little closer to home, Aria. You've got a story out of Florida.
Okay, we're closer to Canada than Florida.
Home meaning the United States. But what happened down there?
So, Florida cops have finally released a mugshot of a 10-year-old boy that they cuffed and walked after he jokingly texted a friend that he had bought for assault rifles.
They're releasing mugshots of children now?
Evidently. And,
wow.
Wait a minute. I thought the whole point of juvenile court was to, quote-unquote, protect the accused because they aren't old enough to be seen publicly.
They were so proud of themselves that they had the courage to do something.
To take down this 10-year-old
terrorist. Take on this 10-year-old terrorist.
I mean, it's got a picture of the cop here doing the actual arrest with the boy with a handcuff behind him. Can you imagine being that law enforcement officer? Your job that day is to arrest a 10-year-old for sending a text message?
Do they give his name, too?
They do. You know, I sort of saw this kind of thing coming. Maybe there was someone else as an adult.
They must be.
There was someone else in some other state recently who said something stupid over text message or on Discord or something, and they got arrested. So we're going to see more and more of this stuff going forward as people freak out.
I mean, I haven't even heard what this is yet, but
Daniel Isaac Marquez was charged with making a written threat. Was charged with making a written threat to conduct a mass shooting. After sending a text message.
Wow.
The 10-year-old sent a text claiming that he had purchased 4 assault rifles. And they break
He's
it down into bullet points.
He's 10 years old.
He is 10 years old, man. They just straight up mugshotted this 10-year-old kid. I can't believe it.
How is it a threat to say that you've purchased an assault weapon?
Well, see, that's it. It doesn't have to be a credible threat anymore because they're so paranoid about school shootings.
Dramatically, that's not even a threat.
That's just a brag.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't gotten into the full, you know, details of what the kid said or anything. I would argue that what he said wasn't a threat. Not anyway, but the idea of a credible threat used to be a thing.
Yeah, no.
But it isn't now because the prospect of a school shooting is just so great that police have convinced themselves and the public that we have to consider that every threat is a credible threat.
Well, if this kid wasn't a school shooter or candidate before, he certainly is more of one now because he's going to have a huge chip on his shoulder for the police.
I guess they have blame him, man. He's 10 years old and they arrested him.
Yeah.
Lee County Sheriff Carmine Marcino, who touts himself as Florida's quote, law and order sheriff, defended publicly exposing the juvenile by saying, quote, a child pulling a trigger equals the same aftermath.
Wow.
Presumably as an adult.
What trigger did he pull?
He didn't pull any trigger.
He triggered the leftists, I guess.
He triggered the cops. Daniel Isaac Marquez, 10, was arrested Saturday and charged with making a written threat to conduct a mass shooting after sending a text about Patriot Elementary School. The boy's alleged text read, I scammed my friend and included a Google image of money, according to his arrest report. I bought this, he added a few seconds later, and included an image of 4 assault rifles. Marquez then stated, get ready for Water Day, referencing a recent school-sponsored event in which students participate in water activities like playing in sprinklers. And that, from what I can tell, is the totality of the threat.
That's not a threat.
No.
No. But even if he had said...
Get ready for Porkfest. Is that a threat?
Even if this kid had said, you know, I'm going to shoot up the school on Water Day, it's not a credible threat.
No, I don't think it is, but he didn't say that.
That's incredible. He has a picture of 4 assault rifles, and last I checked, you can't hurt anyone with a picture of a weapon.
And he said he bought 4 guns?
After scamming someone out of a large amount of cash, it was a Google image search. They're charging this kid. I mean, we're laughing at it, but this is absolutely insane.
It's absolutely terrifying. And now, think of all the dumb crap that you did as a young person, right?
I'm scared to.
And just think, I mean, we've talked about how insane these schools have become over the years. I remember about, I don't even know how long ago it was, but kids are getting in trouble now for doing what we would have considered just the most innocent pranks back in the day. Like, how many of us have been on a school bus where somebody mooned out the window? I know that's happened.
I never rode a school bus.
I can't think of anyone ever mooning anyone out of the school bus window, I'm not surprised that happens.
I mean, it's a totally juvenile thing to do, right?
What, are people getting charged for, like, child porn or
something?
People
get charged for stuff like that now.
In my day, we had to walk to school 30 miles in the snow, uphill both ways.
So this kid described wads of cash and, quote, get ready to commit a mass shooting, said Sheriff Morsino.
That's not what he said.
No, we don't wait 1 second. We investigate every threat as if it's real. Every single threat is real. Every threat is real.
Every statement as if it were a threat.
Every threat is real until you prove it's not.
Well, that's not how it's supposed to work, officer. You're supposed to prove the guilt of the person you're accusing. But this is the backwards-ass world that we're living in now. They literally are trying to turn everything on its end. Due process has been completely eliminated, or in this case, reversed. Now he's saying this kid has to prove that it wasn't a threat.
The sheriff also commented on the boy's very public arrest, saying that fake threats result in real consequences.
Hmm.
I did a campaign, fake threat, real consequence. Well, I understand the boy is 10 years old. His brain's not fully developed. He's a juvenile. I have to tell you, when a 10-year-old presses a trigger, which presumes that he has a gun, and he, in fact, had a picture of a gun, the aftermath is the same regardless of the age, the sheriff explained. He also warned
what happens when a picture of a 10-year-old pulls a picture of a trigger?
No one gets hurt, but someone gets arrested. So I guess they get hurt.
What I want to know is, to whom did he send this text message?
Some friend of his, apparently.
He was not a friend.
I would agree.
Either that or, you know, a friend's mom got a hold of the phone or something like that. That's what I want to know is, how did the school or the police become aware of this text message? Somebody snitched.
All it says was he sent the text. It doesn't say who it was to or anything like that. The sheriff goes on, you don't get to come into one of my schools in my county and present deadly force.
He didn't. He wasn't even probably at school.
Because we meet deadly force with deadly force, without 1 second, without hesitation. So you mean he's more or less threatening to kill a 10-year-old kid here over sending a picture of a gun. If you think you're going to come and kill a child or a faculty member, you better be a police officer. Wait, no,
how did they handle
that?
How did they handle the arrest? I mean, I'm imagining the SWAT team rolling up to this kid's house at 6 in the morning, kicking in the door, killing his dog. I mean, they're not telling us that, right?
No, I don't think it was that extreme based on the picture here, but I mean, they certainly sent some officers out to his house, and they certainly arrested him and put him in handcuffs and took him to jail. So
did he get bail yet? When did this happen?
This happened Saturday.
Okay, so he's in jail for the weekend then?
Yes.
Because you don't get bail until...
Even for a 10-year-old? I guess so.
I mean, I presume he's in there with the big boys, you know? Like, did they take him to a special juvenile facility? He called him a juvenile in the statement you just read.
He admitted he's 10 years old with an undeveloped brain.
But yet they're
going
ahead...
Sounds like that sheriff has an undeveloped brain.
They're plastering this kid's picture all over the place, and they didn't say he was charged as an adult, but...
They're throwing his name around everywhere as well.
It's crazy. We got more coming up here. If you want to weigh in, the number is 603-283-6160. Florida, the free state. No, it's a police state there. Always has been, at least for my lifetime.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Nobody and Aria in the studio here tonight. We're talking about an attack against a 10-year-old boy by the sheriff's department there in whatever the hell county of Florida it was. I didn't catch what area it was, but they're all bad because Florida is a police state. People trying to say Florida is a free state, it's absolutely ridiculous. This kid, 10 years old, has been charged, we presume as an adult, because they're telling us his name. They're posting official video. Like, this video that we just watched during the break, I don't know if you saw it, Aria, but Bonnie and I...
I did not, but I can imagine that... You know those pictures you see on social media of cops, like, standing around after a drug bust? And
yeah.
It's like, you know, a half an ounce of weed or whatever, and like $36, and they're like, look at us cleaning up the tough streets.
This is the human equivalent of that. It's like a perp walk kind of video where they're outside of whatever the hell... Again, I don't know what county this is here. Lee County, Florida. They're outside of the sheriff's office, and there's a camera person outside. I at first thought, oh, this was a news person or something that got this footage. No, it's branded with the sheriff's star at the bottom of the screen. So this is an officially released video from the sheriff's department, 22 seconds of a sheriff's department officer coming out with this 10-year-old boy in handcuffs.
Oh, I do have that video. Yeah,
wearing Crocs as he comes out. So I don't know if they issued him the Crocs in the sheriff's department or if he was arrested.
They look like they're too big for him.
Wearing the Crocs. He's got his hands cuffed behind his back, is put into the back of a sheriff's cruiser. He's not freed. The little kid's being treated like every other perpetrator. alleged perpetrator and just put in the back of this cruiser, and then it fades to black. So this is official government propaganda showing how tough the sheriff's department is.
That's exactly what it is, too. It's them trying to look how tough we are. We're so tough on school shootings and, you know, murdering 10-year-olds that will arrest a 10-year-old.
For basically posting something that was a 10-year-old level kind of joke.
And it was so vague. In no universe is that going to be construed as a threat by any reasonable jury. Even if the kid had an assault
rifle.
That's
the thing. That presumes this gets in front of a jury, and we all know that people are intimidated by these situations. I mean, he's facing, what was the charge?
Do juvenile courts have juries?
Another good question. But again, is he being charged as a juvenile or charged as an adult? We haven't made that. That has not been made clear in this case.
He's being charged with making a written threat to conduct a mass shooting. Presumably, that's the entire charge.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty serious charge. And so they're going to try to intimidate this boy. And
the 10-year-old. The 10-year-old boy.
Yeah, into taking a plea deal. And they'll probably give him time in juvie and, you know, serving the community, hours of community service, that kind of thing, in the plea deal. And he'll take the guilty plea, and it'll never go in front of a jury.
I hope that's not going to be what happens here.
Well, yeah, I hope that Lee County, Florida, has an attorney that actually gives a damn about freedom of speech, because we've seen that freedom of speech has been under attack
for
years.
Hold on, because I have a statement here from the sheriff, literally on his Facebook page. You can find it at Carmine Marcino, Florida's Law and Order Sheriff. Fifth grader arrested for making written threat. Right now is not the time to act like a little delinquent. It's not funny. This child made a fake threat, and now he's experiencing real consequences.
Oh, he admitted
Sheriff
it was
Carmine
a fake
Marcino.
Threat.
The sheriff knows it's a fake threat. He knew it. And they're still arresting this kid and putting this kid out there and trotting him out like a show horse.
But in order to be a fake threat, grammatically, it has to be a threat.
Yeah, and it wasn't
also
even that.
Also true.
It wasn't even close. Can you just recap for people tuning in, Aria, what this kid allegedly did?
He sent a picture, a Google image search result, apparently, of a stack of cash or something, and, said, and told a friend of his that he scammed some friend of his out of that money.
Right, because he couldn't have possibly earned it as a 10-year-old, because he can't legally work.
And they claimed to have bought, or I think he said bought, 4 assault rifles, and he sent...
at Walmart.
Again,
or whatever, right?
Another Google search. Yeah. Because they just, you know, sell assault rifles to 10-year-olds. That's totally normal.
Right.
Liberals think they do.
Yeah. And then he says something to the effect of, see you on Water Day or something like that, which is some event they have at the school where they play in sprinklers or some nonsense.
Presumably, he will be attending school on Water Day, so why shouldn't he be able to tell his friend, see you then?
It is 100% legal. I don't know about Florida, but it should be 100% legal for a 10-year-old have and own all the assault rifles that his parents want to give to him.
Well, it should certainly be legal for a 10-year-old to make fake brags on the internet to his buddies. I mean, that's ultimately all he did.
But he didn't even do that. I mean,
yeah, he did. He said, hey, I got all this money. I got a bunch
of guns. Okay, he did that with the money.
That's
it. I guess so.
I got money and guns. He's like a rapper.
But even if his parents were like, hey, you know, we love you, son, and we think you should be prepared, so here's, you know, 4 assault rifles, and this kid actually had photographs of him standing there with 4 assault rifles, that's still not threatening to shoot up anything. And then saying, oh, yeah, see, hey, friend who attends the same school as me, I'll see you at school, doesn't seem that abnormal to me.
And just to point out, because the phrase assault rifle keeps bouncing around, a so-called assault rifle is just a garden variety, semi-automatic rifle.
It's not fully automatic. When I say assault rifle, I mean AR-15 and almost nothing else.
So,
and they know that the threat is fake. And they knew it when they arrested this kid.
Of course they did.
And they still did this virtue signaling nonsense.
Yes, that's exactly what this is, except it's using people's lives in this case. It's ruining this kid's life. You know, this kid's going to have on his record and searchable on the internet for the rest of his life that he's some sort of a crazy lunatic issuing threats against his fellow students. And this isn't the first time stuff like this has gone on in the last 20 years we've been doing this show.
In the last week alone, something like this happened, where a girl was going to attend her you know, she was 18 years old. She was going to attend her prom or whatever. She joked about wearing a bomb to the thing, and now she's facing charges.
Can't do that. Yeah, no jokes are allowed in the United States anymore. And this isn't new. What I wanted to refer to was previously there have been rappers who've been arrested for making songs about, like, doing things to the police.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fictitious song. Should you not have the ability to fantasize about something in a, you know, fictional
Certainly, but you do
circumstance?
You do have the story of the recent rapper in Atlanta who was arrested for gang-related activity, but apparently he was, like, confessing to stuff that he did while he was living in the streets of Atlanta. I don't remember it off the top of my head, but he was recently arrested, and he's being prosecuted for a bunch of RICO charges and stuff like that in Atlanta or in Georgia because he was exercising his right to free speech, certainly, but he was doing that and telling stories about things that he actually did when he was engaging in alleged criminal
activity.
Well,
if you're admitting to actual criminal activity, that's one thing. But I'm talking about people who were arrested and prosecuted for simply writing song lyrics.
See, I've never heard of that.
Yeah, and it's been some years since that was in the news. So this is in that same vein of, oh, well, you're saying things we don't like. And if you are in favor of free speech, I'm sorry, you have to take the side of unpopular speech. And it is quite unpopular to say things like this 10-year-old said right now. And it's not just him. The story here at New York Post about Mr. Daniel, the little boy.
My favorite is this little line here. It is unclear if he had a history of mental illness.
He's barely been alive. Corey Anderson, aged 18, also in Florida from a town called Lutz, was arrested this weekend. So two arrests. You got this 10-year-old, and then a day later, 18-year-old arrested after making a, quote, online threat while posting photos of himself with what appeared to be a rifle, handgun, and tactical-style vest. What was described as the chilling photo was accompanied by a caption that read, quote, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school."
You know where this crap started? This started with the arrest of Christopher Cantwell for making threats online. Now he was done in prison.
They were arresting kids for drawing pictures of guns before that.
Yeah, this goes way back, Arya. But Cantwell was one of the myriad of people who's been charged under this attack on freedom of speech.
That's a joke.
It's clearly a joke. In fact, investigators later even determined the handgun and rifle in the photo were airsoft guns. But that didn't stop them from going and arresting him and charging him with, I don't know, we'll pull up the story.
This kind of makes me want to do the same thing, but just like Photoshop myself with an obviously fake gun and an obviously fake.
I know. Federal charges, Arya, maybe you should just chill.
But man, the trolling me is having a hard time not doing that.
Resisting it, yeah, I gotcha. I don't know what he was charged with. We'll see if we can dig that one up here in a bit. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.